Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Maybe you got the word already, but if you didn't, I wanted to fill you in on a great, great access as we're looking from the United States to Ireland, and specifically from the East Coast here to Shannon Airport. And it's something that I'm looking forward to speaking. If we are linked up now, I'm looking forward to speaking with Rose Hines as we go to Shannon Airport. Hello, Chairman Rose Hines.
Hello, Adrian. Good to talk to you.
Now, tell us. For many years, we had. A bone to pick, and we had every reason to feel that Shannon Airport, despite the fact that it was where the gateway to Ireland, was always kind of playing or perceived to be playing second fiddle to Dublin, and. Maybe you'll pick it up from the day, not too long ago, when Shannon said, enough is enough. We're going to separate, and we are going to be the entity that put international travel on the map to begin with.
Okay, I'd be delighted to do that. On the 1st of January 2013, Shannon was separated from the other state-owned airports. And the government decided that following representations from many different entities, particularly on the west coast of Ireland, the government decided to separate Shannon out and gave it its independence. I was appointed chairman. And I have to say that separation was a game changer. We're now in charge of our own destiny. We make our own rules. We decide what's right for Shannon. And it has been just fantastic because in the 5 years prior to that, the passenger numbers had halved, connectivity was totally reduced, and there was just a downward trend. But I'm happy to say that in the last year we've managed to stop the downward trend, and we are now in growth mode, and we are growing the passenger numbers, and we are forecasting a 10% growth in numbers this year, 2014. So it's very good.
Excellent. Now, we can hardly think of Shannon Airport without also thinking of, you know, Shannon Heritage, the Shannon Heritage Center. It's more than an airport. It's practically, it's visiting home for those who will either come to or leave Shannon. There's a buzz about Shannon that you would not find anywhere else, and I mean that sincerely.
There's a huge buzz, I think, because people remember Shannon as being the airport where, when they departed to the west of Ireland for the US, and that was at a time, let's say, when people didn't travel all that much. It's easy today.
Yeah.
You can travel, anytime you want, but people didn't tend to do that. And so there's a big emotional attachment to Shannon. Shannon Heritage then is the entity which is within our group now, which owns five castles. It owns Bunratty Castle in Bunratty, King John's Castle in Limerick, and Napogue Castle, Dungora Castle in Kinvara in Galway. And it also manages the Cliffs of Moher Visitor Centre and Malahide Castle, actually.
Which is really terrific. Now, in the new legislation, some of which is only, going through now, and the dotting the I's and crossing the T's, but it will,
will be called Shannon Group PLC.
Shannon Group. And that will actually take in some of the long-established agencies, you know, who wouldn't have heard of Shannon Development, many of us through the years, Shannon Development, and and the Shannon Group and Shannon Heritage and obviously Shannon Airport will all morph into a very strategic marketing opportunity for the area, which is
That's exactly right. I mean, well, we say we're more than just an airport. We're an airport with five castles, and then we're an airport with which also owns the free zone, the Shannon Free Zone, which is adjoining the airport, and actually which owns a considerable land bank. So it's very important for the entire region that that whole entity, the Shannon Group, you know, operates very strategically and very successfully, and that's what we intend to do with it.
And isn't it, doesn't the Lord work in mysterious ways in the fact that this is a huge year of celebration? Limerick, which is only...
Yes, Limerick is the year of culture this year.
That's a city of culture. And it's attracting a lot of attention. So the biggest news right now that we can add to all of this is the increased access. So would you fill us in on that one, please?
Yes, we've just launched the year-round service, a direct Aer Lingus service to JFK from Shannon, and that means six times weekly year-round we have those flights, which is fantastic. We just launched them a week ago. And we also, in about 2 weeks before that, have launched a daily Shannon-Boston service. So that's really good. It's just fantastic because there had been huge demand for it, and we haven't had those daily flights to New York and Boston since 2009. We're delighted.
And for the East Coast, that means that there are actually 13 flights per week from the East Coast here at the United States, which is excellent.
Yes, that's on a daily basis. I mean, that's been also additionally, we have a daily, we will be having our flights, United will fly from Shannon to Chicago, US Airways to Philadelphia, and United will also fly from Shannon to New York, now until the end of October. So we're quite a lot of flights, actually, quite a lot of services to the East Coast, which is really good. You know, year round, just the Aer Lingus ones.
My guest friend is Rose Hines, who is the airport chairman for Shannon Airport. I suppose there is a message that it doesn't happen by accident. All the airlines who are now servicing Shannon, they don't do that for gromery or backslapping purposes, or this has to do with business. And obviously, you know, in a very competitive airline industry, unless they really wanted to be there, it wouldn't happen.
Absolutely, it makes perfect sense for them, because we've now managed to have sufficient demand, and there's both from a tourist perspective and from a business perspective, there is huge demand, and the west of Ireland is always in demand. I mean, I call it the real Ireland. If you want to come to the real Ireland, you got to come into Shannon. That's your best option. We now have the connectivity. That's just what we've been missing before. It is pointless to actually want to come to the west of Ireland and to fly into anywhere else except Shannon. Shannon is the gateway to the west of Ireland.
But you have best of all worlds there as well, and I think that some of the world websites, including I think Travelocity, has designated New York as the most magnetic, attractive destination of all time, and this is something which you're going to benefit from, because
it works both ways. I completely agree with you, because there are many people here who want to go and spend time in New York. It's a two-way street. It perfectly works both ways, both inbound and outbound.
How many extra seats do you pick up now? Well, just from, let's say, just in the Aer Lingus capacity itself for this year?
About 30,000.
30,000.
Yeah.
Additional. Yes.
Additional,
and the
yeah.
and the prices again are competitive.
Prices are competitive, yeah, because there's a lot of competition now, let's say, between the different airlines. So that
right.
makes it more competitive.
What are your long-term plans? I know that you're now, joining and morphing all of the successful. None of them, by the way, are brand new. They've all been in operation for... for a long period. But what are the plans for the airport itself? Where do you see the airport as meeting the, say, the new demands now?
We don't see the airport just as being a passenger airport. We want to make it into, let's say, a cargo hub in addition to being for passengers. And
right.
also there's a significant aviation business in and around the airport, both in the free zone and beside the airport. And we want to grow that and grow the aviation cluster that's there. And we would like to make that into an international aviation services center. Already there's the company I used to work for before. I used to work for GPA, which was the Guinness Street Aviation, which was once the largest aviation company in the world. And that's still there. That company it's now called AerCap.
Hmm.
So we want to grow. And those businesses, we want to bring in additional aviation business into Shannon and cluster those. I think it's perfect for us. Shannon is a 24/7 airport, and it's got this enormous land bank. It's an uncongested airport. We can do lots of things there.
Absolutely, and also, of course, we should point out that pre-clearance for customs for immigration. Shannon was first up with that, and in fact, it still exists. A great number of flights coming from Europe on the way to the U.S., they come to Shannon because that is a tremendous added value to be able to do all of that on the ground there, and it's fantastic.
No, it's great, and you're absolutely right. And we intend to grow that side of the business also, and that's really important for us. And we're marketing that, because you can have free clearance, you can be cleared through Shannon in a very short space of time, arrive in the U.S. and not have any downtime.
Now, can you tell us a bit about the Wild Atlantic Way, which has a lot to do indeed with Shannon Airport, in the sense that, as you had pointed out before, there's not much point in going anywhere else in Ireland if you're going to take in what is a tremendous opportunity. Now, God knows, the west of Ireland has been there for, since long before Adam was a little laddie, but there is a great push by Tourism Ireland for this, for the Wild Atlantic Way. Tell us a bit about it.
The Wild Atlantic Way is essentially it's a touring route which runs all the way along the Atlantic coast of Ireland, essentially from Donegal to Kinsale in County Cork. And it runs right along the coast, and it's all along there are 500 visitor attractions, 53 beaches, and 120 golf courses. And so it's just a fantastic touring route, and it was just launched earlier this year, and I would just say it is terrific, really, and I would encourage anybody just to take up either some or all of it as you please. But it's just wonderful, and it just you see the Ring of Kerry is on it. The Cliffs of Moher is on it, and all the way, lots and lots of attractions all the way up and down the
West Coast. And Rose, it is broken up into, for easy guidance, into five separate sections. You know,
That's exactly right, because people will do exactly that.
The whole way down, you know, to, you know, to Kinsale. So it is, it's there, and the fact that it has been, I think we'd have to go back to last year and the success of the Gathering Ireland 2013, where a great number of people were actually experiencing for the first time different parts of Ireland, and you know, again with the new advances with Shannon and Shannon Airport, what better time to, you know, to get on board for a spectacular coastal route.
And so we're building then on the success of the Gathering, as you say, and I think that coastal route, you know, during the summer will be just fantastic.
There is a statistic that I think might be interesting here, that actually going back to the 1963-64, almost 20 million visitors have indeed experienced the Shannon Heritage attractions. It has made a tremendous impact on the economy in the west of Ireland, and it is now the renewed efforts to basically focus on the west of Ireland and access through Shannon Airport that makes all of that happen.
Yes, I mean, it's tremendously important actually for the entire area. Just let's say you arrive through Shannon, and most people actually have as a number one on their itinerary, they go to one of the medieval banquets. Let's say typically you might go to a medieval banquet in Bunratty. It's just fantastic. I mean,
and
everybody just has that on their itinerary.
Absolutely, and it's almost you know, there's also the folk park. There is the whole.
There's the visitor park. There's also Napole Castle, which is nearby, which also does the medieval banquets. And then there's King John's Castle in Limerick, which has been extensively renovated and reopened, actually, in the last number of months. And it is just fantastic, really fantastic visitor attraction.
You can get information on Shannon and Shannon Airport. Well, I think most of us know that if you want to get information on Ireland and access to a very up-to-date website, I think ireland.com, we have been saying here, is terrific. Now, for Shannon Airport, what about your own website?
We have our own Shannon website, but we also, the Shannon Heritage website contains all the details regarding the castles and the different, let's say, the different events that they have as well, because they have all sorts of events, you know, whether it's Christmas, Easter, Valentine's, they tie in to various different events right through the year as well, which is interesting. I didn't actually even mention Dungura. They do a very nice, let's say, it's not a medieval banquet, but it's like a literary evening with a dinner, and that's really, really, really nice. So a lot of people love that too, so in the castle environment.
We're looking forward very much. I'm committing right now. My next trip is to Shannon, and it'll be great. And look forward to indeed seeing the developments, and hopefully this new legislation will in fact move quickly. And now, because all the cards are in place there, just to link them up. Now, yourself. You've been moving down the country through your lifetime. I believe your mother was from Strait in County Mayo.
That's right. My mother's from Strait, and my father is from North Clare. place called New Quay. And I grew up there. I went to school in Listowel-Varna, which would be very well known. Mm-hmm. And as I say, then I worked in GBA in Shannon for 14 years in senior management there. So I'm very emotionally attached to Shannon. I currently live in Limerick, so yes, you're absolutely right. I've been moving along the coast for some time.
Well, good luck to you on that. We look forward to seeing you indeed. And my guest friends, Rose Hines, who is chairman of Shannon Airport. And they're delighted to have you. And I know that a lot of our listeners will be delighted to know that, you know, access to Shannon will no longer be hit and miss, but rather it will be very easy in the tourist season, and still that access will be available year-round. Says something great, and I know that so many people have, as we see up in your mother's county there, they have a nib on them because they're forced to fly into, you know, Belfast or Dublin or wherever, and don't get a crack at going directly where they want to go in the first place. This is a revival that is very, very welcome to a lot of us.
Thanks, and we really look forward to welcoming you and your listeners. We'll give them a really warm welcome, Shannon.
Fantastic. Okay, well, good luck to you on that.
Thank you very much.
Shannon Airport website, again, give it to us.
ShannonAirport.com.
Can't get any easier than that. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Rose Hines there, chairman of Shannon Airport. And more information there, as Rose left us with the message, is ShannonAirport.com. And friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.